Airport Road, the Hideaway, and it doesn't have an outside sign on it. So I don't know if that message is just not coming across clearly, that signs need to be there, but I've seen a ton of these vacation rentals that have been approved by P&Z that doesn't have a sign outside. So not sure, you know, what the reasoning is for that, or they're just, like I said, it's just not clear enough that, you know, those signs need to be out there, because I couldn't see not having an issue with putting a sign out there if it's a vacation rental. So I guess that's the point that I'm coming across at.
The reason it was a point for me is it's on whenever you get one, you get mm-hmm. the paper telling you exactly that is to have that. And when they get it, the P&Z administrator goes over it with them.
Uh-huh.
And complaints are made from, they can read the phone number, they know who to call.
Mm-hmm.
And
obviously, when we left here the first time, they shared contact with the Penrods, just to make sure that, you know, if there was an issue, they had somebody to contact. So obviously, you know, the sign thing was mislooked, you know, but there was sufficient, you know, information for the neighbors that were there to be able to contact if there was an issue. You know, far as, you know, she had mentioned that, you know, people were coming back on her road. Well, you know, why not give them a call and say, hey, do you mind putting a sign, you know, just to route traffic back into your place to make sure it was more visible for that situation. So, but like I said, you know, I mean, it's, you get a lot of, I understand, you know, the scares of vacation rental, but obviously it's more, I think, of just not wanting them close to you. But if you meet a certain criteria, like with buffers and make sure there's proper signage, I mean, that all should be looked into, I would think. So
if you're turning off, if you get out and you turn up Skyline,
uh-huh,
and you're going up the road, what direction, how do you know that it's going to be off in the one lane road there? How do you know to get off of there? Your GPS might say you're approaching or whatever, but there's no, how do you know to turn off that road?
Well, wouldn't you get with MoDOT to put an actual sign up? I mean, it's a MoDOT road right to that point, correct?
I'm saying if you want to direct your people,
right,
if they're
right.
Home for a night, if you want.
Well, and I've got property in Jasper, Arkansas as well. And so that's a mess out there trying to find address there. But, you know, we've done a good enough job being able to put the coordinates and pinpoint and stuff. So when they go to that listing, they can go right to the directions. And that directions take you right into that property. So if you ever been down to Jasper, Arkansas, and try to figure out their directional systems, that's a joke. You can't even get utility companies to find your spot. So, but you make it good enough that you pinpoint, you put a directional pinpoint on those spots, and that Google map takes you right to that spot.
I didn't find that to be correct.
Can I say, we do, on bookings, we do give directions when they book through our website, so it does give out the directions, check-in instructions, how to get in the house, and whatnot. So we do that when they book one of our properties.
Any further questions?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Youngblood, I advise you to get a sign up on Airport Road.
It's not mine.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
well, at least that was yours.
I don't know.
At least that you have one on Airport Road. Well, whoever it is, hey, guys.
So in our defense, I'm going to have to stand up for myself and Presley here. We have some stipulations for CUPs. They have to get us the fire department. We have to look at the parking. We have to look at any buffering that's required. We have to look at the postings. Those are all presented. We have it all before we issue the COP. They just disappear. That outside sign just is something that seems to disappear.
So you think there was actually a sign on this building out there?
At one time.
Before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of them are inside on the window within 5 feet of the door where you can see it outside, yeah, but then they get clean and then they're gone. You know, yeah. That's been pretty common issue.
Okay. Then if I've got a property manager that's overseeing it, then they should see that it's not.
Well, as stated, we will listen to anybody here that is in opposition of this request, since we have heard from the petitioner this morning. So anyone here in opposition to this rezone request that would like to speak at this time?
Hi, I'm Becky Penrod, 748 Skyline Road. I believe these gentlemen were at the same meeting I was last month. They were told to get a sign up then. So I'm not quite sure what the issue is with that. Due to my husband's health, he is not able to leave the home. But he did write a letter, and I am going to give each of you a copy of that letter, if that is okay, after I read it. Commissioners, in 1979-80, I was county judge of District 1 of Taney County. In other words, he has sat in your very seat. We only had about $750,000 to run the whole county. We managed and then some. With the consent and support of our citizens, we built the first new county jail. We also passed the county sales tax, which set Taney County on course to become the financially rich entity it is today. Another important thing I did with the help of John Harmon, District 2 judge, was to create planning and zoning. Then, as now, there was no shortage of characters with big ideas and little concern for the community. People who have invested their lives as well as their money into their community. These people deserve a say in what happens to it. So it comes as a shock to me that the commission, you three, would even consider overriding a unanimous vote of our planning and zoning board members. You appointed these board members. You were elected by the citizens to conduct the business of the citizens at large, not to promote the business of one man. Why would you decide to favor one person at the expense and ire of dozens of taxpaying property owners and likely voters? That does not make sense on multiple levels. And I believe that vote that he's referring to was 9-0 against this. I have lived in my home for 43 years. In those 43 years, I have only had two serious incidents occur on the road I built, paid for, and own, the Limestone Park. There are police reports of both these incidents on record. Both of these incidents occurred as a direct result and because of the two overnight rentals. I chose my home for the peace and quiet. I am 76 years old and 100% combat disabled veteran. I had hoped to live out the rest of my life in peace. If you are not familiar with the decorations displayed on my letterhead, ask someone who knows. As his wife, I will tell you he earned the Silver Star, the Bronze Star, and the Purple Heart. Combat infantry. He does deserve a right to be left alone. They will tell you I have earned the right to be left in peace and privacy. How could I know almost a half century ago that someday greedy, money-grabbing people seeking more personal wealth would come along and turn my quiet residential neighborhood into a commercial enterprise zone? While I have chosen over the last 40 years not to be active in what happens at the courthouse, that does not mean I am ignorant of what happens there. I remind you of your experience with Emerald Point. Depending on the outcome of this matter, I will seek a judicial review of your decision. Donald R. Penrod. I, Becky Penrod, am asking you to please, please deny this.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here to speak?
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I appreciate the time to speak. My name is Terry Colvin. My wife and I live at 988 Skyview Drive. I'd also like to thank the Commission for taking previous questions and educating my wife and I on this process. Mostly appreciated. We're strongly requesting denial of the 514-518 rezoning to the R3 nightly rental parcels. As previously mentioned in other meetings, there's a lot of nightly rentals and rentals in the area with the Majestic and then also with other residents offering these services that are set up for these services. We live on the high road, as you guys call it, and it does create additional traffic when we have the nightly rentals. About two and a half weeks ago, some folks were coming south down Skyview Lane. It's a steep road, real sharp curve at the end, didn't make the corner, and went right into a resident's car. The car ended up in there, it went right into their home. Out-of-state tags, it's a beautiful drive, but it does bring in extra traffic, and it does cause issues. 25-mile-an-hour speed zone, and again, the folks that aren't familiar with the road, they're going down it faster than they should, and we do have issues. Again, I strongly ask you to deny this request. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Commissioners, my name is Jim Webb. I live at 1231 Skyview Drive, and I want to start out by saying thank you. I can't imagine the number of hours that you and the staff and all of the folks in the county have spent on trying to rectify the nightly rental chaos that was going on. When I first got involved with the nightly rental, that one up there in red and the triangular one up there, which we lost. That was the last one under the old rules, the Taney County Development Guidance Codes. And what has happened since then, and I can say that zoning regulations are excellent. I personally would say that there's only one hiccup in them, and that's the fact that you permitted nightly rentals to obtain conditional use permits in residential, single-family, or otherwise districts. But that was fixed. But in the meantime, this one half of one structure received this conditional use permit. Now, do I think that delayed this request or that it would not have happened for making the zoning change? No, I don't. I think all it did was delay it, because at this point, anybody who wants to make any property in that R1 and R2, and that was, as far as I know, that's the only R2 portion in that whole R1 district there you see in yellow, including the yellow over there right next to on the bottom right-hand corner of that nightly rental district up there. So that property is in the middle of this R1, R2 district. If you want to exclude that one, it's all R1 around there. So they're in the middle of it, not just on the side.